The candles out and put them in the vestry, out of the pews, like.
Yes.
And all the rest was full of lats and plaster. Oh, what a state it was in. And birds. And there wasn't, you see, that there's a few dual, that window was dropping out altogether. I buried four radio times up the side of that frame before I pointed it up inside. You see, they're not pointed outside, they're pointed inside. And it would have flopped down.
Yeah. When some issues discovered, you see, in 1950, when they were taking the plaster off the wall, you see, this had all been ripped up
after the Reformation. You see, from the Catholic Church, prior to that, from the Catholic Church, you see, and this here, there's a portion of what is the lovely flower. You see, that's been the statue of the Virgin Mary, which we found over behind that vicarage, this side of that vicarage wall. You see, man was always, they were present in Tom Pate's time. Anyway, when he was under, you remember Tom Pate, the carting contractor.
Yes.
He was sick of catching it. You didn't even see the marks where you
caught it.
And so Vicar came to him. And he said, what sort of thing? What's that you're catching? Trying to pull it up. And he went for a spade, like to do it up. And you see, there's only the girth part.
You've got to
use a lot of imagination. But he filled up that old niche. Because this is St. Mary's Chapel we're standing in now. And of course, the cleaning of it. You'll not remember him.
No, I don't reckon that.
Lawson Smith. Ruth was, I caught it, she was the nanny there.
Yes.
Lawson, he shot himself at the end,
took an
open bushel. She went upstairs into the bathroom and shot himself. There was another vicar as well that I've had here, who's Archdeacon of Cleveland, and he did the same. He shot himself, he got low and had an operation or something, and, you know, wasn't we'll have a look further forward. And it's all getting very ripe, you know. And revarnishing is, well, you know, this place was absolutely riddled with worms. And what I did, I worked, put you to such a state where you can really see where I filled the holes up. And then stained it over again. Because the worms had gone. Just to keep it varnished
keep it going.
Old Watson Johnson, when they opened it out, him being a painter and decorator, he did you the church just the same, you see.
Yes.
I can look up if you like, Jack, as I go out if you're wanting to be going. I'll just pull it too if you want to be. Right on out. And, you see, there's graves, you know, all the way. There's a grave there. Why they've got all these carpets down, I don't know. You see, I don't believe in all these carpets. That one there, well, poor old, that was the district magistrate.
Yes, of Memphis.
You see, when they printed it, there's some mistake here, whether it was M or a W or
maybe it should be Bradshaw, should it?
I don't know what it would be, but these were supposed to be. There's been a lot of alteration, you see, there's been in there.
That's right.
And all this was heaped up, and I've weighed it together, you see.
Yeah.
It's been peeled out of a tree, it's not three ply. And
how did you find out?
It was all in a heap in vestry, you see, when they left the church.
When 16th,
you see, I was taken when I washed it off, and then if the blessed fellas, when they finished this, they broke that lot. They said they were finished, and then I hung it up again, and then they had to bring the scaffolding in, and they put this other, they weren't going to put that in, you see, and they found out they were going to make the spars do. And you see, there's no ribs or purlins or anything in it. And then they came in and that's what they did, like, they've cracked it. Well, you see, you couldn't pull it out of a... I'm just showing you there is a bit of wood in there. What it's like. You see, there's quite a storm. You see, they've only painted black. As, you see, they made a good job of that front.
Yes.
You see, there's nothing, you see, it's curved round. You see, with the weather. You see, it was And these is of an old holders was formed to pitch in the vestry, so I made them into two candle holders, you see, for each side. And these here.
Made them into two candle holders, there you go.
We sort of fell out with a fellow that was taking on the valuation, so I screwed him out and brought him. I didn't never thought they were coming for so handy, so I closed a bit of wood up in my vice and made three candle holders to try the sign, you see, of that. Yeah. There was no light to get up into the vestry, you see.
Yeah.
By the way, this is my good friend. Yes.
Hello.
He's taken me all over. This is my nephew and his wife.
Mrs.
And so, but you see, he used to be a big churchman. He was in the choir for years, and all the family, his father and mother, never missed that.
Yeah.
No. No.
At least, your grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah. Great church, whatever he said, you know.
Well, there's a name
in, you've seen that. Now, you see, this is a bit of apprentice joiner and myself.
Oh, is this
we had the use of Tony.
Yeah.
Yes. And you see, we couldn't get the gates to work. Now then, you see the distance, the thickness of the bottom bar there, and the thickness is this floor.
Now was
it slopes, you see.
Yeah.
Slopes right across. Now that used to be, you know, Mr. Ward was having a cleaning out, when I was warning then, and he said, we'll have a lot of this stuff out. So I said, well, I'll take them over and take care of them over there. By the way, that coat of arm was up the other side of this arch. You see, you can see where the leady roof went over, the pointing.
Yeah.
You see that circle of the pointing and the leady roof.
Yeah.
You see, but there, you see, with it being left, and of course, they took stones out and put some rods in behind to strengthen that arch. When you take a second look and think that the weight of that standing with all that weight above it, you know, it's marvellous. But they took all these lats up, you know, these flags up, and put barrel loads of concrete in the footing. You see, it was just built out of soil. Well, you see, the span of that, it wouldn't have been safe. Well, it was all cracking away. There is a crack coming at yon side, but it may be, the wall may be, that north wall may be stretching it out, you see. But it's safe enough, you see, but you have to...
I wouldn't worry about it.
Hmm?
I wouldn't worry about
no,
it.
No, no.
You go to Rochester Cathedral, and you look up towards the chapter house doorway,
right.
And you can see the wall is outlined back. The door's straight, and the wall is outlined back.
Well, George Inglis pointed yon end of where they put that wall in there, and you see, they're only tied together with the... there are two walls, and those beams goes onto the wall itself. Well, when it had a leaded roof, it had a gutting as well.
Yeah.
Where now the water has to go off these slates onto this, level wall, and it finds its way along. You see all that green there? Well, I got the builder to get to 5 grams of that pitch stuff, you know, and guy was in a bonny mess when he finished, like, and he's pitched it all over, so to find its way up, you've to try to clean it out, but it's that soaked in. There was a very bad patch above that board in that south corner there, and it seems as though Jack's got it all out, like his Jack Greathead. He washed it with detergents and all sorts of stuff to get it off, and George Inglew cleaned it off once. It was all soaking through, you see, it was the dampness.
Yeah.
Through, right through to the two walls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see, that's an old Saxon window, you see. But they had to make themselves another vestry. When they lost the tower, you see, they lost the vestry, which was at the west end of the church, you see. And I mean, it was very dark without that window there. And Stanley Cumber gave me that window, like, and George Ingelio and I put it in. And of course, it does lighten the place up. Now we come to this east window here. You see, I came down one morning after a snowstorm, and there was a drift of snow in here about 2 foot deep. And I thought, well, that just after I'd started, you see. And I thought, well, my first job is to make you get some the weatherproof on that east windows, you see. So I went to Charlie Turner's at Stockton and got a roll of that plastic wire, you see, and through the square, which they were using then for deep litter houses, you see. Instead of putting glass, they put that stuff in, you see. Direct light for them to scratch among the, you know, among the bedding and such as that. So, and then I made them just a light lattice frame around them. There was only a lump out the on top one, you see, but they're really all right, is the taper. That would have been a worry for them. And there's just two holes drilled in either side, and used to screw in, like, you lift them out in 2 minutes. And these doors, you can't see them very well, they come out of, that's some stained glass window. One of the vicars I've served with said, I wonder you can't do something with that wall. It's the roughest part of the church was that with a wall behind the altar. It looked terrible. And do you know, I was down the Stokes one day paying me insurance, and the Farmers Union taking the old primitive chapel over, you see, and they were getting all this stuff out, and they were going to take them, the 2 inches thick, without a worm in them, and have all that stained glass in, you see. They look very nice, you see, when we get a lantern on there, you see, on either side, instead of those flowers, and to light it up. But, I mean, it's deteriorating, is that, you see, because that was be 25 years since I made that. More than 25 it will be. Now I'm thinking of 27 years it'll be. So it's done very well, you know. Yeah. But as I say, until I got this roof on, I didn't half worry. But when I got that on, I thought, well, now the old place will be standing some time. Now, if you just have a look at the bed. Them all the lads that went down in the First World War. Mm-hmm. And you were every one of them lads.
Did
you? Yes, I said. And you store in the mountain. So I said, well, I'll take them over there and take care of them. So I thought it was a nice place to put them up.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of Vicar of all. It was Mr. Ward, anyway. That's who you knew him. Well, he said, there's a lot of photographs of people, which you'll see if you go in there. You'll see the thing there. Into the vestry. You might want to go and
look at them.
Are you in there, Martha?
No.
Yeah. Now you see, this is the that's a building on, but we'll have to shift some graves out here, you see, to build this on. And see that window there. Well, you see how it's the leaded window, you see how the lead. Yeah. You can't open the lead. Jeff tried to open the lead, you see, to put he would have put all the glass in.
Yeah.
But as soon as you ease it up, crack. It's bricky, you see. Therefore, there was a lovely curtain hanging in here, very old one, I admit it. But of course, this new management, all they'd have that down, they'd put another one up. Now, this is where they're having the robes in, you see. There's nothing got done about it. There's a lot of faults I can see in these new management committee. You see, there's only one boss here when I was on.
And
I was the boss. I had it done as I wanted it, you see. Well, now, of course, Dorothy, she's a grand lassie, Dorothy, I've known her since she was so high, like, and she's sort of managed the beaters for last year, you know, and she was paid for it, but she's carrying it on now, voluntary, you see, and she has a sort of a group of people comes and it's open every day, you see, so many hours at morning, so many hours at afternoon, you see, and of course Jack does take my load of visitors, you see. He's signed on, but he wouldn't take these wardens, you see. He wouldn't take the custodians, you see. He's getting on a busy job, but he's a good worker for the church. And of course, the shifted, that thing used to be in this corner here, all tidied up. But I wonder the vicar hasn't said anything like much. I don't know whether he's grumbled at all about the way they've gone on and shifted things about. But you see, there was supposed to be a tunnel from the hall over here, but underneath there, you can't see it now, in that wall, that it was all undermined, so I shifted the flags, which are only very British flags, just laid on, you see, onto the dirt. So I had a go at getting down to see what.
follow-up.
Yes.
You see, they would have no place to put it. So that's what they made out. They made it under the wall, you see, and then they tapered down. So I made out there was no tunnel at all. They had cut it all over. You see, they were so short of graves, space, till when they would pull a tower down, well, I've done that wall right up there when it's real wet, and I've got down to, you know, get down 6 foot, you can get down to the coffins, you know, get down to something solid, you see, where you get stopped, so.